Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I am your host, Belinda Ellsworth, and I am here this week with your Tuesday tip. This is a series of five called Making Your Dreams a Reality. And in session one, we covered an overview of what it takes to really make your dreams come true. We talked about a triangle and the three points on the triangle, and then what's in the middle of that triangle. I highly encourage you that if you did not get a chance to listen to session one, I highly recommend that you go back and listen to that even before listening to session two. It will just make more sense to you. So let's talk about the three points of this triangle. The top point, which is probably considered one of the most important, I really find that you'll see as I teach these things that they're all equally as important, but one has to be at the top. And so mastering your craft or your talent is at the top of this triangle. Why is that? Because you have to find what it is that you want to master and then go after that. So whatever your dream may be, whether that is to be a professional musician, whether that is an artist of some kind, like a singer, dancer, musician, whether that be a sports figure, whether it be hockey or baseball or basketball or softball or gymnastics, whatever it might look like in that. And then it could be, of course, your business, whatever career path it is that you are wanting to take, whether you're wanting to be a doctor or a lawyer or a programmer or an entrepreneur. Any of these things, you are going to have talent. You're going to have to be good at what you do, and you're going to have to master your craft. Now, one of the things that is said is, talent will get you everywhere. And then I've heard talent won't get you everywhere. And both of these statements are actually true. You have to be talented and you have to have some skills in order to get where you want to be. However, it takes the other things that we are going to talk about in this series to really, really make your dreams a reality. But today we're talking about talent and mastering your craft. I'm sure you've heard practice, 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 and that is so true. It is so important. The more you practice, the better you get. And this is true of anything. This is very true of anything. And I'm sure if you haven't read the book yourself, you've heard of this section of the book in Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Outliers. He talks about mastering your craft and putting in 10,000 hours or 10 years of working at something, you can master your craft. This was really profound for a lot of people, and a lot of parents, especially with children, really took this to heart and really understood the significance of their children practicing, working at what they wanted to do, sticking with it, not becoming sidetracked and trying multiple things, but really finding that one thing that they wanted to do and sticking with it. So I'm sure when Malcolm Gladwell did this, a lot of this research comes from previous research on the 10,000 hours. And so what research really shows is it's not just the 10,000 hours that's going to get you to that place of perfection or mastering your craft, but it is how you are spending those 10,000 hours. For example, if you just learned one skill and practiced that over and over, well, yes, you will become proficient with that. You'll master it. But if you really want to master your job, if you want to master a skill, if you want to put that toward a career, you're going to have to continue to learn. So it isn't just in mastering the skills, it's learning new skills all along the way. It's having the proper teacher. It's having the right teacher show up at the right time for you. It's continuing to see, like, I've gotten as far as I can with what I've learned here. Now I need to learn more so that I can continue to apply and practice those skills. So it's not just flat practicing one thing for 10,000 hours. It is continuing to learn and to grow so that you are continuing to practice things that are going to take you further. I'm going to use sort of singing as a guide here. When you first start out, you'll have a singing teacher, right? And they will teach you basic skills and you will learn those skills. Hopefully that same teacher then can say, okay, you've mastered this. Now we're going to take you to the next level. Here are some additional things that you can learn. But there are some teachers that they have only really learned a certain style of teaching. And then to get to that next level or to become fully well-rounded, you might have to find another teacher that is going to teach you another skill set in the area of singing, which is then going to add to you practicing additional things, which are going to be overarching, helping you to become a better singer. It's the same thing with absolutely any job or career or anything that you are going to do. And so let's really talk about how that plays out in real life. Are you continuing to learn? Are you continuing to be a student? And are you continuing to practice what you are learning and putting it into practice? That is the other thing is, where are you doing this skill and how are you practicing it? If you're only practicing it in the confines of your own home or at your computer and you are never putting it out into the world in order to get any type of feedback or any type of critique, then it isn't really going to matter either because you aren't really going to know whether you're really becoming better or not. It's also associating with people who are not only like where you are, but are better than where you are so that you can continue to stretch and to grow. I'm going to use the example of sports, and then we're also going to use the example of theater. These are two that I know very, very well, so it's easy for me to give you some good examples on this. I'm also going to use my own career as a speaker in this as well. I'm sure you have heard of the saying of you're the biggest fish in a small pond. There is truth in that. And what is the better thing to be? Well, it feels good to sometimes be the biggest fish in that pond, but the minute that you are there and you kind of feel that, you know, confidence growing and it feels really good to be the biggest fish in that pond. If you want to continue to grow and get better, then you need to find a new pond. You want to always be searching for that bigger pond, being the smaller to the medium fish in that pond, and then starting to master and say, okay, now I'm a bigger player in this pond. Time to move on and find the next area or arena and people I need to surround myself with. Those people will continue to stretch you and help you grow. For business people, that could be networking groups that you're part of or mastermind groups that you're a part of. You know, if you're in a mastermind group and you're the one always talking and giving all of the advice, well, you can hang up and that might feel really, really good. But at the end of the day, if you're not in a mastermind group where you're being fed and you are learning, and you're not the smartest person in the room, then you have gotten to a point where you have flatlined in your career, and it's time to find a new mastermind group. That's the best example I can give you there. So as theater goes, you can go, and you can be part of a community theater group or an area in your town, and you can get all of the leads and everybody knows you and you can really, really enjoy that if that's what you want to do. But do you want to become better at what you're doing? You know, it really depends on how far do you want to take that. And that means I need to either find a new theater to work out of, or I need to go to a new school that is going to continue to help me not be the person that doesn't get the lead in every show. I might just have a very, very small part, but look who I'm surrounding myself with. Super talented people that I can learn from, shadow, watch, emulate, all of those things. It's the same thing with a young boy that decides to play baseball and he starts in a little league team when he's very little, but suddenly someone says, wow, you know, he's pretty good. Are you just going to stay on that same little league team and be the best player and just get hit after hit after hit and score? And you think that feels really, really good, but you're not becoming better. No, you want to be part of a travel team then. And then once you're part of a travel team and you're the best on that team, you want to be like on a AAA team. And then you want to continue to move those studies. You know, even myself as a young musician, not only was I part of my own high school band, but then I was part of regional bands at a very young age, like in middle school, the all-state and all-star bands. And then I continued to move on to competing on a regional level, to go on to a state level, which competed on to a national level. These are the things that continue to make you better when you throw yourself in a pool of super talented people and continue to grow. So I'm always telling my daughter, when you become the biggest fish in the pond, it's time to find a new pond. I can say honestly for myself, I did not follow that same advice. And that's why I can give it pretty readily now. I started out as a speaker, and I started speaking really and doing sales. I learned the basic of sales in my 20s, was a very good sales representative and outsold most of the people within the companies that I worked in. And I was very confident in that area, which led me to then becoming a speaker, especially on sales. And I had one industry that I was very proficient in, and I started speaking in my 30s. Well, I learned to master that. I watched other speakers. I listened to other professional speakers' tapes. I got advice from other speakers, phoned them, asked them what they did, and then I became very proficient in my craft, and I practiced it. I didn't wait till I was totally ready. I went out, I put a speech together, and I went out and sold tickets to it, and people bought it. Well, I videotaped that first speech, and I could have felt like, wow, I was straight out of the gate, made money on my very first outing, and now I'm on my way. I could have felt that way, but I didn't. I taped it, and I watched it, and was like, oh my goodness, this needs a ton of work. And I practiced each and every single one of those things, but I still did that practice while I was putting myself out there. Even as a musician, when I was in a band, we would get together and practice a set of songs, but then we wouldn't keep waiting till they were perfect. No, we'd go out and get a gig in a club. And then the more we played there, guess what? The better those songs became. And then it was a matter of finding better venues of which to play in. So I continued to be a speaker, and I proceeded then to go to the top of my niche or my industry of where I was speaking. And I became the biggest fish in that pond. The mistake that I made was not continuing to learn. I did continue to learn about the arena of which I was working, the industry of which I was working. I did do that so that I could stay relevant in that industry. But I never pushed myself to be a speaker or master my craft in other industries. I waited a very long time to finally decide that I was going to do that. And I regret that. If I could go back with a little eraser and erase any part of my life, I would have started long before the last 5 years in speaking to a new audience, in mastering my craft. I absolutely would have done that. So that is my advice to all of you. Having, yes, a very successful career, but could have it been even more successful? Or would I not be in a place right now where I am to where I'm like, gosh, I want more. I want something different. I need to be excited again. I need to be challenged again. And had I been challenged 10 years ago, even 15 years ago, and really pushed myself to get out of this nice, comfortable pond and throw myself into ocean, then it would have been better for me at this juncture of my life. Absolutely. So there is my advice to you in mastering your craft. So there's really three areas that I want you to think about when you think about your talent and mastering your craft. Number one is practice. Learn the skills and do them over and over again till you really become good at it. Number two, find the right teacher or course or whatever you need to continue to get additional skills in that area so that you're not just mastering the same skills, but you are mastering your whole craft or that career choice or that arena of which you've decided to place yourself in right now, that area where you want your dreams to come true. You need to be a student and seek the right teacher at the right time who is going to take you further in where you want to be. And number three, you have to practice with other people. You have to start working. You can't wait till you're perfect at it. You can't wait until you think you know everything or that you know how to do everything before you start to put your craft into action. Now, in the next 4 weeks, we are going to talk about the other three components that are equally as important as this, and you will see that the reason they're all so important, because any one of them as a standalone is going to be an important piece of helping you get where you want to be. But you will see as we conclude these five that they all work together. That when we talk about confidence, how do you gain confidence? By mastering your craft. How do you network with people? By having a good work ethic. So you will see that when we cover all of these topics, it's going to all come together for you very nicely. So thanks everyone for tuning in today on Work From Your Happy Place. Make sure that you follow or subscribe so you don't miss a single great episode. In addition to our Tuesday tips, we have interviews with entrepreneurs as well as interviews with artists. You can gain a lot of great insights from both sets of people. Please rate and review or share us with a friend. That's the greatest compliment that I can get. So I appreciate each and every single one of you for giving me your time today. I hope you'll tune into this whole 5-part series. It's really an important one. And we'll see you next time on Work From Your Happy Place.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.